Brooke Juergens of the East Sac Raiders joining us here today for another interview, another Raider that has signed to go compete at the next level. She has signed her letter of intent. She will be competing on the track team at Morningside over in Sioux City. Brooke, first of all, congratulations on such a great senior season, and I appreciate you joining us here this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Brooke, I've had a great honor to watch you compete down at state track now for 2 years. Since the time I've been here at Carroll Broadcasting, you're a heck of an athlete, and it's great to see you competing at the next level. But wanted to start off today by just talking about this year, your last senior season. We talked just before we got on, you know, maybe not too happy about the performance down at state track, but you got down there with four events, 100, 200, 4x1, 4x2. Got to be pretty happy about getting down there for four events.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I automatically qualified in three events, and then knowing we made it in the 4x2 on time, it was incredible.
Talk about just this season in general. I've talked to some of the other athletes just about the lack of events, or lack of events, but lack of meets that have happened this season just due to the cold temperatures. How did that kind of affect your guys' practice and getting ready for state?
We had a lot more indoor practices, which led to shin splints, injuries, and it was hard to get into the groove with meets because we didn't have many, so it felt really slow at first, and towards the end, that's when we started getting better.
Yeah, and talk to me just real quick as well, just about the progression of some of these events. Obviously, getting on the state in one event, let alone four, is very hard, so what has the progression been like for those races and the times this season?
They started getting faster a couple weeks before. I mean, I'd run fast one meet, and then it got a little slower the next. But once we got to districts, I knew I had to push myself harder than before, and I PR'd in every event.
Well, hey, that's always a great thing to hear. Also had to ask, you know, again, I've seen you down at state track now twice, had the honor of interviewing you last season, this season, got to shoot some awesome videos with you. Has track always kind of been the favorite sport growing up, or when did the love for the sport kind of start?
It didn't start until state last year. I wasn't even going to go out my junior year. And then I went out, made it to state, and I knew I wasn't ready to be done my senior year. So I started looking.
So junior year, the love kind of starts. Obviously, you've been out, I believe, 4 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you got the state down in your junior year, make it again four events in your senior year. So obviously, now that you've signed to go to college, big question is, when did you realize you wanted to compete at the next level?
I started thinking about it more my senior year. I wasn't for sure because the cost, where it was at, how I was going to balance school and track, but I loved running and it's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, and obviously now that the love has grown exponentially since last year, that's obviously a great thing to see. Talk to me just about some of the schools you initially started to look at, or maybe some of the schools you visited.
I actually only visited Morningside. I knew a couple people from there, so it really helped with the decision. I met with the coaches. I loved the campus. It just felt like home.
Absolutely. Were there any other schools that had looked at you when it came to recruiting, or was kind of Morningside that top and only choice?
There were a couple that sent me letters. I don't remember what they were, but I just liked Morningside the most.
What about Morningside kind of drew you to the campus? Was it campus life? Was it the location? What was kind of sort of the big thing that drew you to Morningside?
Definitely the campus, and the people there were so friendly.
Absolutely. So obviously you're going to be a Mustang coming up here soon. What are some events that you hope to be running in? Was that something you talked with coach about, or what do you hope to kind of run up in Morningside?
I hope to still be in my 200, maybe get my time down to the 25s. And then relays like 4x1 and 4x2.
Absolutely. Obviously, at Morningside, you're not only going to be an athlete, but a student athlete. So what will you be studying over at Morningside?
I will be majoring in nursing to get my BSN.
Okay, in nursing. What was sort of the driving factor in high school that drove you to that major?
Well, I love helping people, putting a smile on people's faces, and making them better in any way I can.
Ah, there we go. There we go. You know, obviously you're going to the next level. You're the second Raider this season, or at least in the last week, to sign with the college to go run. Any advice that you can give to anybody looking to compete at the next level?
Just look at your decisions. Take some time. Don't rush, because it's a hard decision. You'll be there for 2 or 4 years, so you really got to think about it.
Absolutely. Final thing for you, Brooke. What are some things you're going to miss about running at East Sac, and maybe some things you're going to remember from your teammates and your coaches?
Definitely going to miss my coach. Been with him for 4 years. Same with the other senior girls. Been on the same relay every year. But I'm definitely going to remember his advice. And if I have any questions, I will be messaging him.
Absolutely. Is there a piece of advice that you remember from coach that's going to stick with you?
Just push hard, pick your knees up, pump your arms.
I think that's good advice no matter what event you're going to be in. So, Brooke, once again, congratulations for signing with Morningside. We hope to get up there, hopefully watch you compete in the near future. Good luck next season, and thank you so much again for joining us here today.
Thanks, Tyler.